For the wisdom Vibi brought, and for her love of him as a brother, Callie often rerouted her thinking after talking to him. But this day she had not come to him to be rerouted. Beyond a dreaded detour to care for the women at Tidal Flats Plantation, Callie had determined that there must be a change in her life. She just did not know how it would come to pass. Callie had taken enough breath to begin. Vibi, you know I've been good for this here Bowen family all these years. Do all I can make sure me and mine be safe. We make best we can out of hard time, but I ain't sure. Just don't seem like I can do that no more. Can't put up with the master no more. Him lie and hateful. Lucas arrived just in time to hear the last line. Whoa, Sister Omen, what you think? I got for go, Lucas. Her pitch and projection carried out to the sweet potato diggers, though only her angst, not her words, was understood by the field hands looking up from their labor. Lucas stared at her intently. Then, with a glance at Vibi, his eyes asked why he was smiling at Callie with a look combining admiration and bemusement. Make us see some sense, Vibi. Ain't nothing funny for laugh at. As he watched his younger sister's beauty become contorted with her anguish, Bibi's brow furrowed. Tack, sister, what massa done do now? Gonna send me way, Vibi. Take me from me child. Make me go this day. At this, she allowed her strong outer shell to crack and tears to roll down softened, angular cheeks. As she settled, nestling into Bibi's substantial embrace, she explained that Massa promised Massa Fella he would send Callie to help his sick wife, at least until his daughter returned from Charleston. She hated most of all not knowing how long she would be away from Sunny. Vibi started to respond. My half full of your pain, Callie. You know we give Sunny good care. Ain't nothing gonna harm this sweet child. But Callie cut him off. Vibi, something going on around ya. Rile up Massa and all them buckra. Vibi had learned from Lucas of talk in town about Yankees being out at sea or some such nonsense. Easing Callie was his first concern, but he wanted to know what she had heard at the feast. She described how she had never seen these men so worried, but more than that, they looked and acted scared. They talked of now being a special time. They tell Massa about a whole bunch of Yankee boat head this way from Virginia. Massa DeWitt say for sure they come here cause this habit be so deep. Vibi reasoned, looking at Lucas. Yankee come this way. That why them buckra blow up their own lighthouse. They must know they can't keep Yankee from this here island. Lucas mused. Old Bowen sure enough try. Him take food and other things to the fort every day. Callie asserted, I sure ain't want to leave my child when Yankee man round you for fight. Lord know what terrible thing be about. No need for worry about that, Callie, Vibi reasoned. You go across the island in the boat with Lucas. Good way for find what's so between Buckra and Yankee.